You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
If you have health insurance, you might be able to see a personal dietitian for $0 out of pocket. Nourish connects you with a dietitian that fits your needs, covered by your insurance. Nourish accepts hundreds of insurance plans, and 94% of patients pay $0 out of pocket. Meet with your dietitian online and message them anytime through the Nourish app. With hundreds of five-star reviews from real patients, you know you're in good hands. Find your dietitian at usenourish.com. That's usenourish.com.
Hey, what's the easiest way to find out what channel the game's on? Sports on What? Subscribe to the Sports on What app and quickly find the channel for every provider, satellite, cable, or streaming. Sports on What knows the channel the game is on, and you can too. Download today.
9.9 KISW. Text the men's room at 206-803-ROCK.
TV Time with Ted brought to you by Xfinity. Give him a call, 1-800-XFINITY.
You know it's Bad Choice Friday.
It's Bad Choice Friday.
You know it's Bad Choice Friday.
Hey, man, this is your fault.
Hey, now we celebrate President's Day on a Bad Choice Friday, representing Andrew Jackson, the 7th President of the United States of America. That would be the Jackson 5. Taking on the man that represents John Adams, the 2nd president, and John Quincy Adams, the 6th president. That would be Brian Adams. Mike, how was the voting?
Honestly, Miles, a lot closer than I thought it would be because it's a 44-56 split.
Ooh.
I guess people didn't quite like that I didn't oversee this this particular Bad Choice Friday because it's Brian Adams on a Bad Choice
All
Friday.
All right. Welcome to the weekend. You're listening to Men's Room. 99.9 KISW, Seattle.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
99.9 KISW. The Men's Room returns with Miles and Thrill.
Now for all TV news all the time, it is time for TV Time with T.
And now, because your pathetic life is confined to countless hours in front of a talking box, the Men's Room presents TV Time with Ted.
Ah. All right, your choices today. Stephen Colbert.
Shit.
The Jimmys.
Fallon Kimmel.
Seth Meyers. Writers. Or Ted Smith.
Is it Ted or is it Late Night?
That's right, the title. These guys have teams of talented writers helping come up with monologues each and every night. It is up to you to determine, is this an actual late night joke and from whom, or could it be a The Ted Smith original?
In honor of Valentine's Day, the fast food chain Shake Shack is offering buy one, get one free Smoke Shack burgers. If you're wondering what that has to do with Valentine's Day, you'll need someone to give you their heart.
Ted Smith. Yeah, Ted Smith.
Seth Meyers.
Damn it.
Hang on a second. I forgot to totally put him in there.
Oh, trust me. It is Seth Meyers that did that joke.
I don't believe you. If Mike can't validate that with the audio, then we're not going to believe you. That's why I guess you.
And out of Valentine's Day, the fast food chain Shake Shack is offering buy one, get one free Smoke Shack burgers. And if you're wondering what that has to do with Valentine's Day, you'll need someone to give you their heart.
The start of the NASCAR season is here. And on Sunday, they will hold the Daytona 500. And much like the race, it's the only sport we have left.
Ted Smith.
Read Ted Smith.
Yeah. You know, I'm going to watch that thing.
I watched it 1 year because I had a horse in the race.
All right.
Well, so basically I just picked a number out of a hat.
All right.
Like a square board.
Oh, yeah. Like the Derby.
Not like I knew what I was doing. But, I mean, my car was doing okay.
Yeah.
So we sat there and we watched the whole race. And I'm still trying to figure out who's in the lead. Thank God for television. Because if you're there, all those cars just going around. You don't know.
Yeah. I will say, if you have friends that are into NASCAR, this is like their Super Bowl. So
of course. Yeah, man.
Generally, pretty good spread. Go to their house. A lot of schools don't celebrate Valentine's Day anymore. They will celebrate Friendship Day. All right. I guess that's what they're trying to do is de-amplify the romantic aspect of this holiday and make sure kids that don't get Valentine's because no one has a crush on them instead don't get friendship cards because they have no friends. Is this what they do?
Kimmel.
A lot of schools, you know, they don't celebrate Valentine's Day anymore. They'll celebrate Friendship Day now, but I guess they're trying to de-emphasize the romantic aspect of this holiday and make sure kids who don't get Valentine's because nobody has a crush on them instead don't get Friendship Day cards because they don't have any friends. I don't know. Is that why they do this?
When I was a kid, you just had to bring one for everyone in the class.
Yeah, that was it. Just make it simple.
And everybody got candy.
Yes.
Apple announced they're about to introduce the newest member of the family. And that's what happens when you don't use Apple's protection plan.
Seth Meyers.
Fallon.
Apple announced that they're about to introduce the newest member of the family. Yeah, this is what happens when you don't use Apple's protection plan.
A woman gave birth on the W train at the 34th Street stop. And if you're wondering how slow the trains are these days, she got pregnant at the 59th Street stop.
That's sad.
A woman gave birth on a W train at the 34th Street stop. And if you're wondering how slow the trains are these days, she got pregnant at 59th Street.
Were you guys big Jerry Springer fans?
I mean, I always kind of liked the guy, but I don't always watch the show.
All right. So there's a new special on Netflix like a behind the scenes kind of thing.
Okay.
So it's kind of interesting. Like when he starts doing that in Chicago, like he just steps sending tapes, right? They didn't even realize that he was the former mayor of Cincinnati at this point. And he had done news before and this and that. So when he starts that show, he, you know, this is the golden age of like Donahue's on during the day. Mm-hmm. Oprah obviously is the king of talk shows during the day.
Or queen.
Morton Downey Jr. was on.
He was, but his was like at night.
Yeah, okay.
He wasn't like...
It wasn't a daytime talk.
Right, he was famous for like having the cigarette and there was fights on his show. That's what I remember. So anyhow, so it's kind of interesting. Jerry Springer, he's doing like a serious show, but honestly, it's just kind of bland. Nobody really likes it. So then they hire this other guy to come on, and he is just one of those industry dudes that's like, I don't give an F. Right? Like, we got to spice this up. We got to do something. And they're like, well, how far were you taking? He's basically like, there's no line to me. Right? So you start with getting, you know, TNA and sexy stuff in there. Then the fights come around. Now, they swear that everybody's real. Right?
All right.
Here's the other thing I didn't think about is they hire some of these producers and stuff. And they're like, look, they're like, the time you're doing it, you're trying to get ratings. Right? I also liked on the show, they said, you know, most important thing in daytime talk show was ratings. And it's like, hey, listen, if you're watching or listening to anything, I don't know, it's a thing that our industry, every industry does. They go, it's not about that. It's like, that's all it's about.
That is exactly what it's
right?
about.
Right? I mean, that's what it's about. Unless you're making some kind of crazy money, but like, right. So obviously it's about ratings. So at that point, you get these dailies, right? Or, you know, you get, you know, what your number was or this and that.
Yeah.
Show's not doing well. They hire this guy, he hires a couple other producers, and they're like, we're going to change this show, make it crazy. Now, also, what these producers are doing is some of these people have, they'll call in and say, hey, this is going on, that's going on. But before they go out on stage, right, they would practice with them and get them all riled up.
Yeah.
Right? Because normal people don't act like that. Also, Miles, you're not going to very much enjoy this, but they have an area of the country they call the Springer Triangle.
And that would be Kentucky, West Virginia, and Ohio?
You're damn right.
Okay.
So they're like 90-some percent of the stories all come from this area.
Oh, yeah.
Right? So it's getting, they're doing a good job. Now people love it. The network is not super happy,
but
they're getting ratings.
Right.
So they're not really too worried about this and that. Finally, there's an episode where there's like a dude that married his Shetland pony.
Yes. I was hoping you brought that up.
All right. So that's like a landmark thing.
Well, keep in mind, it's not so much that he married the Shetland pony. It was that he called in to say, I'm leaving my wife and my children to be with the Shetland pony.
Right. So there's like one main producer, right? And this guy's hearing all this stuff. And it's funny because his father worked on SNL forever and basically was like, I don't respect what you guys are doing over there, blah, blah, blah. But, you know, this guy was good at his job. And, you know, but people would call in the hotline and you're right. And he's like, no. And it's like, yeah. So they bring out this guy, the Shetland pony. He makes out with the pony. It's obviously disgusting and terrible. It airs in New York, and then it doesn't air through the rest of the country.
Right.
So they, at this point, they're like, is the show going to... Doesn't matter. It's got so much buzz. Now, the other thing is, too, is they all contend that Jerry Springer, basically, he knows it's turning in that way, but it's not his idea.
Right.
Jerry really wanted to be famous, right? There was the famous one where he ends up getting caught with some hookers that were on the show, but it just brushes under the table because Jerry Springer is likable, right? And it's hard. I mean, there's a lot of people out there, right? They'd be entertaining. People that are likable, it's hard. Like, people just like them, right?
There's something whatever you do, you're fine.
Right. So now the pony thing happens. They think they're going to lose their jobs. They don't. The ratings are through the roof. They keep going. And then finally, they bring in a couple, and this is just horrible and tragic, but like the woman doesn't know what's going to happen with the ex-husband or whatever. So it ends up, the guy's like, no, I'm not going back with you. We're not rekindling this. I'm staying with her. Woman leaves, somehow gets home over the time. This ex-husband is an idiot. He gets back in her life. He goes to a bar, gets hammered, sees the episode. I guess people kind of give him a hard time. He ends up going home, and he murders that woman.
Jeez,
wow.
So now it's like a big deal. They're talking about bringing accusations and this or that. And this is where it gets really sticky and creepy, is that then the whole show goes to the Bahamas for like a month or two to film. Now, the guy, the main producer guy, is like, no, 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 that just happened that way.
Right.
Whereas the other producers are like, look, any of us that could have been subpoenaed that put that show together, we were all there in the Bahamas where we couldn't get subpoenaed.
Yep.
Now, again, there's no facts on this, is just opinions.
Sure.
But it was really crazy to see some of these people, like that one producer, he's not okay. There was an episode, just think of the worst thing you could think of, probably besides bestiality, is incest. And like, they get to that point and the guy's like, I can't do it. He's like, I'm drinking a fifth of vodka a day just to get through it, doing cocaine. He ends up quitting. And he's like, to this day, he's like, I could tell myself we were making TV entertainment, but he's like, we kind of ruined some lives.
Oh, absolutely.
So it's one of those weird, I was telling Mike.
Exploitation is massive for TV.
Right. Now, I will say, in their defense, they also got ratings.
They did get ratings. And you know, none of those people, not the producers, but I mean the people that showed up on the show, nobody's forced to go out there and share this information. At some point, it's kind of like going on The Bachelor or Bachelorette. Like, you're not here for love. You're here to be on TV. You want to get famous or whatever your deal is. Kind of the same thing.
This one was, they admit to some of the stuff, right? They're like, look, they're coming from that Springer Triangle. They're poor.
Yep.
He's like, we'd have limos pick them up, put them up in these nice hotels, load them up with booze. And then basically they're hung over the next day and you just sit there and be like, hey, when you go out there, you better fight.
Oh, yeah.
And this and that. But they were saying like real stuff happened. So, it's one of those shows, I don't know. Like, I get where they feel bad about it. Some of it probably was over the line. Of course, the producer guy's like, nothing's over the line.
Of course.
But also, like, it did get ratings. You know, it's like, Mike's heard me bitch about this all the time. People, you know, like this year, people booing Taylor Swift. Like, get a life. What? Because they show her during a football game? Like, she's one of the most popular musical artists in the world. Donates hundreds.
Millions of dollars.
So it's like, I get that people get annoyed with these athletes' personal life, but also it was us, the sports fans, that were like, we need more access.
Right.
We want to see what's going on. What's like? It's like, all right, well, at the end of the day, they're human beings.
Mm-hmm.
You know? So kind of the same thing with this Springer stuff. It's like, yeah, they admit some of it went too far, but people kept tuning in.
And people kept going on the show. Show gets to a point where you know, once you got to the point where you understood what the Jerry Springer show was, if you volunteered to go on, I'm like, you know what you're getting into, so I don't feel bad for you at that point.
Right, so I'm also of the generation, MTV Spring Break was much watch viewing. First of all, the women are beautiful.
And Jerry used to show up down there, too.
So Jerry one year shows up, they're down in Mexico, and I think Carson Daly still tells this story of like, you know, you got massive artists down there and stuff, and he's like, I swear to God, he's like, nobody was more popular than Jerry Springer at this stuff. And look, Jerry Springer, only, you know, he had a penchant for sleeping around with prostitutes and stuff, right? So, like, I don't think that makes him a terrible person. Drew Carey's talked about it.
Oh, yeah.
But, like, that was his kind of thing. They also said they were so used to Jerry just kind of being like, hey, good to see you. He was super nice to the staff. Like, when he got caught with the prostitutes, they're like, huh, Jerry. And he's like, yeah. It's like, well, he's not going to talk about it at the office. But,
right. Yeah.
And then eventually,
well, he wrote a check.
that's how he lost his job, I think, as mayor.
Yes, he wrote a
personal check
for
a
prostitute.
Yeah, it was also like the 80s. Everybody was writing checks. I used to write checks to my Coke dealer. It's the 80s, man.
Crazy.
It was crazy. But super good watch. Like I said, if you grew up in that area where you watch a Jerry Springer show, like watch it. It does kind of suck. Jerry's passed away.
Is it more than one episode or is it like a documentary?
I believe it's a limited three-part series.
Okay. Right. Okay.
So I had started it a couple days ago and then, as I say, last night after I watched the USA dominate Finland, I was like, oh, let me finish this Jerry Springer thing. So pretty good. Let's see. Obviously, everybody's been talking about SNL. They got the big 50th anniversary show coming up. They had the musical show.
Which is actually really good.
You know what? That's sitting in my DVR. I got to go home and actually watch it.
I had no interest in watching it. My wife's like, let's watch it. So I'm like, fine, put it on. And I was distracted doing other things. I had to put down all my crap and just watch it.
But I think they're also doing a more, a new one for the 50 year.
Yeah.
So that was like the greatest moments and all the stories behind that. But
sure.
I think they're also doing a musical show sometime this weekend with different
there
guests.
There is another one on.
Yeah.
But like we were saying, you'd be shocked sometimes. You know, I said, I've been watching SNL since I was a kid. I love it. And there is musical artists that like I never would have listened to. Then you see them on SNL and you go,
yep.
Damn, that's not that bad. Mm-hmm. I might actually like that. And to their credit, whoever picks them, they get a lot of people like One of the first things I ever heard of Billie Eilish was on SNL.
Yeah. Right there with you, man.
Half the time you don't know the name.
Yeah, but
and
the
then
hell is
they
this?
Blow
and
up.
You're and like, oh, okay.
Yeah. And some of the performances are awesome.
Yeah. There are some very good ones.
Let's see. So I got a list here of some of the most watched SNL sketches that are people watch on YouTube. All right. This one was the Sean Spicer press conference with Melissa McCarthy.
Oh, yeah.
Season 42. If people don't remember, right, 2016, Trump's, let's just be, it is what it is. There wasn't that many people as Obama's.
Right.
When he got inaugurated. And Spencer just came out there and was like, that's fake. It's fake. Like, he was just on fire.
Mm-hmm.
So her impression of that one was pretty good. And like,
I remember that, yeah.
Yeah. I think he might have been one of the first hosts to use the term alternate facts, too, where it was like, whoa. let's see. Season 40, the new Disney movie featuring Dwayne The Rock Johnson. That's like where all they're Disney characters, but it's like an action flick.
Okay. All right. I like
basically,
the concept.
Think how like this year they made it, and they made that sketch basically into a movie when they made Red One.
Yeah, yep.
You know what I mean? Like, all right. And then a lot of that makes the list are Celebrity Jeopardy, one with Jim Carrey and Alec Baldwin, Celebrity Jeopardy with Tom Hanks, Close Encounters from season 41 with Ryan Gosling. Gosling is in that sketch. I forget the woman's name, though. She's a cast member. She is awesome. Like, yeah. It's like three people in a room talking about it. And it's like, everybody else is like, well, I saw a light or whatever.
I know exactly.
And she is like, oh, those aliens went to town on me. And she's like, smoking a cig.
Is that Kate McKinnon?
Kate McKinnon, It was Kate McKinnon.
She's awesome. Yeah. She is. Let's see. From season 41, you had Star Wars Undercover Boss, Starkiller Base.
Yes.
Adam Driver was on that one. But he's in Star Wars, from what I've heard.
Yes.
You know what? I like that guy.
Adam Driver?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know that I've watched a ton of his stuff, but like that's another one. He got on SNL, and I was like, Jesus,
I like this guy.
Yeah. Season 39, you had the Spider-Man kiss with Andrew Garfield and Emma Stone. Season 29, Harry Potter, Hermione Growth with Lindsay Lohan. I'm not even going to touch that one. Number one on the list was Porn Teacher, season 41 with Amy Schumer. But honestly, my favorite, and I could watch this sketch every week. This was number two on the list for season 42. Tom Hanks shows up again, but it wasn't Celebrity Jeopardy. It was Black Jeopardy.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, that was great.
Yeah.
He was fantastic on that.
He just couldn't get anything right.
You people are fun.
All right, Miles, you were talking already about some stuff that's on this weekend. Let's just get into it. So, also, I keep talking about USA versus Canada hockey. I've mentioned it.
Mm-hmm.
So, the NHL this year said, hey, we're not doing an all-star game. We're not getting the viewing. We're going to take the best players in the world, which is the NHL players, send them back to their countries. There's four countries. Let's have a round-robin tournament. So, pretty exciting. Right. But the NBA all-star stuff's going on this weekend. ESPN's already got the all-star celebrity game. Tonight, Miles, is what you're talking about over on Peacock. You can watch SNL 50, the homecoming concert. That'll have Lady Gaga, Devo, Miley Cyrus, Bad Bunny, Post Malone, all those guys on there if you want to check that out. Let's see. What else you got going on Saturday? There's a bunch of college basketball on. Saturday afternoon also is going to be the Four Nations hockey tournament. So we have USA versus Canada, 5 p.m. That's on ABC if you want to check that out. Sunday, like I said, you have the Daytona 500 at 11:30 on Fox. Sunday night, NBC will have another special on. And then you can end the weekend Sunday night watching a little NBA All-Star game. My prediction, the score will be 161 to 172.
I have to say 180 to 176.
Thank you, Tim. We appreciate it. You're listening to The Men's Room.
The Men's Room returns with Miles and Thrill. Now, let's see what's happening in the real world.
All right, here we go. Florida man finds out that people kind of frown when you masturbate inside of a Dollar Tree.
Do they?
Meanwhile, a Memphis woman is now permanently banned from all of the Walmarts, thinking that everything is free. Brazilian couple celebrates 84 years of living hairlessly together. A Hawaiian tourist need to be rescued, and not because of stormy weather. And a man with a gold cyber truck cannot figure out why people keep flipping him off. It's time for your headlines.
Now, it's time to hit the headlines. Here's my car.
All right, our top story, we go to a website called futurism.com, where a man is being highlighted with a rather unique problem. You see, he's come forward to complain to the media that he can't drive down the road anymore without suffering harassment from everyone that he drives past. Much like Miles said, everybody's flipping him off as they go by. It's gotten to the point that he's become concerned for the safety of his family, and he doesn't even know what everybody's problem is. It should be noted that the man is driving a car that has a following of buyers who have admitted that they've only purchased it to be as visually loud and obnoxious as possible to garner public attention, the Tesla Cybertruck.
Mm-hmm.
Now, of course, not everybody that purchases these clunky automobiles does so with the intention of drawing as many eyes as possible, but it's worth mentioning that our man went the extra mile and got his Cybertruck complete with a solid gold paint job.
That's why.
He's faced harassment from his neighbors and peers, with some one even slapping a swastika sticker on his truck.
Well, it's better than spray painting.
Well, they nicknamed it the swastika car.
The they did.
Yeah.
They called it the swastika car, right? It just...
I don't know why everybody's staring at me while I drive down the road.
Yeah, you do.
You got a
it doesn't mean
gold.
That you should be harassed.
Agreed.
But you certainly know why people... Why you're getting the attention. That's all.
Dude, it's the new Hummer.
It is.
But without the anger.
And it's possible to like the truck without having to get all political and high and mighty about it.
Yeah, you don't have to get political. You don't have to harass the guy. But on the other hand, if you get a gold Cybertruck, I mean, you know what you're stepping into.
Exactly.
That's all.
You know exactly what you're doing.
Yeah.
You know exactly what you're doing. In other news, a woman in Memphis has done the impossible, gotten herself banned from all Walmart locations, every single doggone one.
How do you do that? I mean, the things that you see at Walmart, right?
No, yeah.
Very lenient.
Rather loose, yeah.
You know what I mean? They're kind of like, look, man, you know, you do your thing. We don't judge. What do you have to do to get banned from every Walmart in the United States?
Well, let me tell you there, Steve. She's a known shoplifter in the area and was caught with an accomplice stealing more than $100 worth of merchandise from yet another store. But instead of just walking the goods on out the door like any good shoplifter, she took a more crafty method using an old watch barcode battery that only charged her a dollar for those goods instead of their actual posted price. In all, her latest haul only yielded her a t-shirt, boots, jeans, and 11 packs of ramen noodles, which, come on. But it was the straw that broke the camel's back, and the and a nationwide ban was issued to all Walmart stores to keep her from ever entering another branch again. This is far from her first offense. It was just the last one.
I wonder if it's more annoying because it wasn't like she's trying to take a TV.
Right.
You know, honestly, like, if I'm like...
Just buy your stuff.
Ramen noodles and a t-shirt.
Right.
Like, now you're just insulting.
You're smart enough to know that you can take that barcode and scan this one. Come on, man.
For t-shirt and ramen.
Just apply yourself a little bit.
That's what would make me angry. Like, can you at least try to get, like, a sound system?
Right.
A TV?
Well, I understand the problem because they've started doing, like, the thing that Costco does, and they're starting to check receipts at the door.
Yeah, good.
And they don't do it for everything because I honestly have blatantly just walked by them. There was one video of a gal that walked by. She's like, you guys ain't Costco. I'm out of here. She just walked by, right? But I think when you're hauling out a TV... They're going to want to see that receipt. Yeah,
sure.
And if they see that it's a dollar charge.
But I'd feel better as a security guard.
Yeah, like, I'm with
okay,
you.
You're trying to dupe us for something worth it.
Right.
Not ramen in a freaking t-shirt.
Yeah, good work. Good work. Over to Hawaii, where a couple entitled Californians thought that they could skirt the rules. They were enjoying some of the hiking the island state has to offer tourists when they came upon a restricted area. This portion of the trail used to be open to the public as it led to the base pool of an 80-foot waterfall. But unfortunately, a lethal rock slide occurred back in 1999 and sadly took the lives of 18 hikers, causing local authorities to make the decision to close that portion of the trail off indefinitely. But these hikers in their 60s, they thought that they would just ignore those signs and took themselves off the beaten path. 911 rescue services were called by the couple a mere 15 minutes after they crossed that barricade to airlift them out of a perilous position.
Do you think they fell or...
Had to have.
I mean, something.
They hit some sort of loose ground that he fell down and hurt
themselves.
We
posted the sign.
Right.
You are adult. I forgive children, but you're adults.
You're 60.
We posted the sign. You chose to ignore it.
Correct.
F you. Figure it out, man.
Right. You don't want us telling you where it's dangerous to go. All right. We're not going to take you out of that dangerous spot.
Yeah. I mean, it's also why I don't work as a 911 dispatcher, but still, like... No!
They posted
the freaking sign.
Steve, we're here to help people, not scold them for being stupid.
No! All right, let me tase them. I will rescue you, but I get to tase both of your dumbasses.
It's not clear if these two faced a citation, but it does yield a possible fine of over $1,000 because they told you not to go. Again, there wasn't any gray area here. Don't go past
this point.
Yeah.
We're going to do it. Hey, we need help. Oh, because you ignored the sign? F you. Unless you're illiterate.
We need real help.
Right. And yeah. Look.
Yeah, that's why we put up a real sign.
I enjoy trail walking. There was a period there where I enjoyed hiking. I understand being out in nature. At the same time, what do you think you're going to see beyond that barricade that you're not seeing right now where you're at? Right. Guess what? It's more trees and dirt and ferns, all right? Mm-hmm. Criminy.
More trees and dirt and ferns.
That's right. There's a lot of it out there.
It just gets dangerous at this point.
It does.
Looks exactly the same, except beyond this point, it's dangerous.
You know, we just want to keep this part to ourselves, okay? You got us. There's buried treasure.
Where do you think we're hiding?
There's leprechauns and unicorns out here.
We're having a keg party. Come on.
Hey, you find me gold.
I know. But just in case those stories have the bad taste in your mouth.
Thankfully, there's good news.
We go to Brazil, where the love lasts a long, long lifetime. A couple are being highlighted in the news for their long-standing marriage that has lasted so long that they actually broke the world record and have started to incorporate the number of days as well as the years that they've been together.
They've been together so long they forgot they're married.
Yeah, right. The pair met way back when and within 4 years made the decision to marry and have been together ever since. Fighting the odds through life, raising a whopping 13 children.
Jesus.
Not the first time we've heard that today.
Nope.
13 children who have given them 55 grandchildren, 54 great-grandchildren, and 12 great-great-grandchildren.
Well, we know what they're into.
Oh, yeah. But that's a lot
I
of...
I like the booty!
That's a lot of life, given that they are 101 and 105, respectively.
Good God, man.
They've having been married for a grand total of 84 years and 77 days. They got married back in 1940.
You start counting down the days when people think you're going to die.
Right. Making them the official longest living married couple. They've still got a few years to beat the longest married record, which sits just shy of 89 years. It's like 88 years and 350 days, something like that.
Damn.
But, man, oh, man.
I wonder how old they were when they got married, too.
Seven.
Well, you can do that math. Yeah. You can do that math. Like, yeah. 84 years ago, and one's 105, so...
Yeah, so, 21.
Yeah, they're pretty much your
like
typical...
Their teens,
yeah, exactly, man. Men's Room Sports, brought to you by the fine folks at Sports On What. The U.S. put on a dominant display last night in the Four Nation Hockey League, putting up an impressive 6-1 score against Finland to close out the night. They'll be in action Saturday evening against the mighty Canadian team if you want to check that out. As far as what you're going to watch over the weekend, you've got lots of college hoops and NBA All-Star basketball all weekend long, as well as the Four Nations hockey and some Seattle Seawolves rugby on tomorrow.
All right.
For your viewing pleasure as well. And if you want to find out where to watch those, download the Sports On What app. It's going to tell you what channel, what time each and every one of those sports is on. As far as your weather, getting a little bit warmer this weekend. Tonight we're dipping down to a low of 36, but the rest of the weekend is going to sit right around the 40 for the lows. Mid to high 40s for the highs, and clouds and showers to keep you indoors all weekend long. Sorry, Miles. That is it for headlines with that, Mike Hawkinson.
Thank you, sir. We can grab some Men's Room IPA from Black Raven or the 20th anniversary lager for your parties.
Please do, and you're welcome in advance. In the meantime, well, we be all about this bitch. So until Tuesday, please do what you do best, and for Aletha's sake, stay beautiful.
This room has been taped before a live studio audience. Wardrobe and makeup provided by Mantastic Limited. This has been a presentation of the Men's Room Radio Network.
Oh, man!
A Double Flush production.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
What is DaxRU?
Tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker on all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all, so we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge, trucks up 3.9%.
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
This President's Day, upgrade the look of your home without breaking your budget. Save up to 50% site-wide on brand new window treatments now at Blinds.com. Blinds.com, the number one online retailer of custom window treatments, is the better way to give your home the presidential treatment. Blinds.com makes it easy with free virtual consultations on your schedule and samples delivered directly to your door, fast and free. Choose from trending woven wood shades or upgrade to motorized. Blinds.com has everything and more, all with upfront pricing and no hidden fees. Need help with installation? Blinds.com can handle it for you. Or DIY with expert guidance from our design pros. With over 25 million windows covered and our 100% satisfaction guarantee, you can count on Blinds.com to deliver results you'll love. Shop Blinds.com's President's Day Mega Sale right now and save up to 50% site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Up to 50% off site-wide at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Hey, I'm Josh Fink, owner of Nick's Menswear. Getting married? Don't rent some random suit. At Nick's, we help you own the look for about the same price as a rental. You're marrying the love of your life. Don't you deserve a suit that's yours forever? Nick's Menswear, your friend in style.
Do you believe you are wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.